How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyhow, let me ask this guy. He's got a lot of money. Michael Rubin joins us. Of course, he is the CEO, the founder. He's king of Fanatics. And Fanatics Fest is returning to New York City coming up in less than a month.
This is a random question. I don't know if you've
random
been listening.
Question. But. And you'd help me out on this. Do you tip when you get gas in New Jersey, the person that gives you the gas?
I'm the wrong person. I could try to act like I'm
You don't drive anywhere, do you?
Anybody. I'm the wrong person to ask for this one. Do you tip me? I think I tip always. So the answer is I always tip.
What if you don't have cash? See, that's the hard part about
gas
stations.
You tip on your credit card.
It's always on your credit card. There's no tip button on the machine at a gas station.
That's why I said I was the wrong person. Like, I'm just like, but I've always had this thing since I've been a kid. I basically give always, like, I've always been a great tipper. I think I'm lucky. I should just, like, always, like, anytime you see me, you know, guy, you know, pulls a car out, right. 100 bucks. I'm giving out hundreds like water. Like, I've always been that
wow,
tipper.
That's good.
I've done that forever. I just think it's the right thing to
need
do.
Need me to pull your car around?
I'll pull yours around for you, no problem.
But the key is to doing this is making sure you always have cash on.
Right.
Like, my biggest problem is I never have cash on me anymore because I'm never paying for anything with cash.
So listen, I can give you like a no interest, you know, forever loan right now if you need. I got some cash if you need. I got you.
I'm not looking for handouts.
We can cover the gas tips for today.
Fanatics Fest is coming back on June 20th. It was a fun time last year. What gave you the idea to put this thing
together?
First,
you guys were there last year, right?
We were there last year.
You're going to be there this year, right?
Yes.
But last year for the first time, it was pretty incredible. I didn't know what to expect. Like, going in, look, you and I have known each other a long time.
Right, but you had everybody there. That was the beauty of
it. And here's the crazy thing. That was nothing compared to what's coming this year.
What do you mean? There's going to be more?
So much more. Like, I mean, last year we had KD and Ant come from the Olympics. Mm-hmm. This year in basketball, we have KD, Kat, LeBron James, James Harden, Victor Wembanyama. I just saw him. He's in Asia as a monk right now. He's coming right back to Fanatics Fest. It's what we need. You know, football, we moved this from August till June so that active football players could be there.
Makes sense.
So there's probably going to be 50 active NFL players there. I think, like, half the starting quarterbacks
are
there.
Yeah, but I think, I remember we were doing our show, so I don't know, it was like 4:45 or something. I remember turning around, and you had that little whatever. I see Jay-Z up there. I mean, in the 40, yeah, it was the 40-40 club, right?
I'm going to be honest. Jay looked at me. So day one, it was like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And, you know, it was Jay's idea to pop up. So we're partners in the Fanatics Sports book. It was Jay's idea to pop up the 40-40 club. He's like, look, I love 40-40. Let's do a total replica of the 40-40. And we popped it up. And he looked at me like 3 or 4 o'clock. He's like, this is nuts. I think we thought we were at the white party. Like, it was like inside of Fanatics Fest, there was this crazy party going on. I mean, the vibes were so good. I remember looking, Travis Scott was like DJing for like 3 or 4 hours.
I was jealous. I was like, dude, I got to talk for another hour and a half.
Yeah, you got screwed. Sure.
I totally did get screwed.
But no, I mean, this year, I mean, look, Jay-Z's coming back with 40-40. Hmm. Travis Scott will be there. Kevin Hart's coming for the first time this year. I said Victor Wembanyama, James Harden, LeBron James, you know, Kat all coming for the first time. All the NFL players coming for the first time. So I think we'll have, right now we're about 2x what we were in tickets last year. So I think we'll have about call it 125,000, 150,000 people come to this year.
More space this year?
We took the entire building this year, so more space. And you've got, like, if you haven't been to Fanatics Fest, what people don't understand is, like, there's never been a sports festival before. I mean, you guys tell me, have you ever seen anything like this?
No, you see the Comic-Cons, you see the movies, you see all of that other stuff, but you don't see it for sports collectively like this.
Right, and you got every sport. So last year we started with the NFL, the NBA, NHL, baseball, WWE, and UFC. In addition to those six sports, we're adding Premier League, FIFA, F1, USTA, Nike, Dick's. And then you've got so many more. I think we have 3 times the amount of athletes, celebrities, artists coming. And then you're going to have twice the amount of fans. And look, first year, like, we screwed a lot of stuff up. Like, I mean, we had tons of problems with the autograph and photo lines that we just didn't get right the first time. Like, we went back. Like, we don't go back and celebrate anything. You go back and say, okay, what are all the things we got wrong? How do we make it better? Right. So it's going to be insane. Then we got the Fanatics Games going on. You know about this?
Well, yes, I did, because I almost was going to compete in it. but I just turned 50, what, so I'm scared.
You got scared, right?
I'm scared, man. I'm 50.
Now tell me more about this, Games. What is it? What's it going to entail?
So last year was obviously the first time we did Fanatics Fest. This is the first time we're doing Fanatics Games. So there's going to be 50 athletes, artists, celebrities. There's going to be 50 average Joe fans. 100 people competing for $1 million cash first prize. Take the bag of cash and leave Sunday afternoon.
Damn.
$500,000 Ferrari for the second prize.
And everybody's competing on an equal level.
Yes, but remember, it's 8 sports. But a $250,000 LeBron James tops rookie card for the third prize. Mm-hmm. So it's basically 8 sports. You drop your worst 2. You keep your best 6. Mm-hmm. They get averaged together. So, like, you got, I mean, Brady's doing this. Eli Manning is doing this. KD's doing this. James Harden's doing this. Michael Parsons doing this. Jaden Daniels, CJ Stroud. But then you got, like, you got, I know you could take Trusky. You've confident
right,
in that, right?
Right.
Kevin Hart?
Yes.
Wow, you're so humble. You can take Kevin Hart. I'm sure you can take Kevin Hart.
Of course you can.
Like, I might be able to take
Kevin. Depends on what sport we're playing.
It's the throwing competition of football.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I got that.
Okay, it's a shooting competition in basketball.
Maybe not.
How far we shoot? Free throws, threes, where we shoot?
It's threes,
from?
And it's like around the hoop. It's,
okay.
It's some threes and some...
Okay,
some...
I'm failing that one. I'm throwing that one out.
Okay. Punching competition in the UFC.
I got that.
WWE walkout, judged by WWE judges.
Oh. See, that's the one thing I would do well.
I'm kind of corny, so I don't know if I'd do that one well. So I got to throw that one out. So I only I can't throw any more out. So what else?
A golf competition for accuracy.
I can do that.
Baseball throwing competition for accuracy.
Maybe. Mm. My shoulders are just jacked up, but I'm going to try. I can
FIFA
do that.
FIFA kicking competition.
I love soccer.
Okay. And hockey. How many pucks can you get in the washer dryer?
Dude, I'm black, man. I'm not going to ice some skates.
I would have said that up until like 5 years ago, but now I can't say that. I'll be canceled. You know, can't make any jokes anymore.
Well, I'm black, so I can't.
Right. You used to be able to have fun. I just make jokes about myself now.
Can't, exactly.
Yeah.
So sounds cool, though.
How does the regular...
That sounds great.
How's a regular guy compete in that? Like, if so they're listening right now, they want to do this. What do
so,
they got
to
do?
So it's the applications for that actually closed yesterday, so we're picking 50 people today. And we're looking... By the way, we're going to pick the most athletic people.
I got you.
We're going to pick people like our dream is that I can talk smack to all my friends who got beat right. by a non-famous athlete. There would be nothing better.
Right? Oh, my.
Be nothing better. But we're pairing people, so we're doing it like a golf match, so it's like you're pairing two people at a time to go through. So they don't... You're competing on your own, 100 people competing, but two go at a time. So we just pair like Eli Manning and Tom Brady. That's going to be fun.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to see the smack that gets talked during that.
Right. Didn't they do a golf thing together? Didn't they play
This is going to be good.
Tell me, Mike, because you guys are doing everything. You talked about the book and obviously the memorabilia, the hats. You guys do everything. What is the future of fandom? Like, what's it going to evolve into next?
Yeah, well, first, I want to say we feel like we do very little. And we're just getting started. So let's start with that.
Right.
I mean, look, we tried to run Fanatics like a startup. We're just thinking about all the things we can do better. Mm-hmm. We're not celebrating anything. We got lots of work to do every day. I mean, for us, what we think about is how to take care of the digital fan. And so what Fanatics is really doing is saying, how can we build a beloved brand? And we have a lot to do to really build a beloved brand, mm-hmm. where the fan wants to do everything with us. So our Fanatics sports book is the fastest growing sports book right now.
Right.
It's growing like crazy. People told us we had no shot. We started 20 months ago, and we now have 7.5% of the sports market, 4% of the iGaming market. We've been at it for 20 months, so yeah. I'm excited about that one. I like when people tell me they have no shot, I'm very motivated. We have the fan gear business, which is where I started. We have so much to do to be better in that business,
right.
too. Like, we're always working to be better and to grow in that business. And then we have the collectibles business, which is growing like crazy, which is primarily trading cards. And I think for us, it's, where do you go, kind of having an app that you can go do most things in your app for the digital sports fan would want to do. So, we're bringing more and more things together. The Fanatics app's getting more and more popular. People go into it every day. And, we're a startup. We're just mm-hmm. a big startup. And so... we're going to have that mentality. We're going to keep growing and keep making things better for the fan.
We're talking to Michael Rubin, the founder, CEO of Fanatics. Fanatics Fest is coming back to New York City June 20th to the 22nd. How did this all start for you? Like, what was the dream? How did it begin?
Yeah, for me, I had been to a lot of music festivals, and I had gone to Comic-Con. I'm like, why is there not anything like this for sports? Mm. And when you look at it, you're just like, sports fans deserve this. And it's like, I'll tell you, if you came to Fanatics Fest last year, you had the time. How many people, you saw tens of thousands of people having the time of their life. You know, there's so many things you're doing, these different league activations, and there's just so many cool things to do. So it's like, to me, I just thought it was like something really cool that we could uniquely pull off. Like, you had to have the relationships with all the sports properties and all the athletes to be able to pull this off. And I think there's nobody that sat in our position. So I just came up with the idea. It's like, okay, we can do this. And so we just went for it. I had no idea whether it was going to work or not.
Right. I think that's the biggest part of it, is that your relationship with the teams, the brands, meaning the NFL, NHL, et cetera, but then also the players is key. Because if there's no athletes there, or there's eight athletes there, it's not going to feel the same. When you have 100 athletes there.
When you're walking
there,
past Tom Brady in the halls, you're walking past KD, you're walking past James Harden, or Victor Wembanyama. Like, and we get the, look, you tell me, but what I generally think is when an athlete's locked into their game, they don't want to be distracted. Right. They're locked in.
Right.
But athletes actually really care about their fans. They want that connectivity. They know how important the fans are. So, you know, here's a place where they get to show the appreciation and love that they have for their fans. And so I think it's actually great. I mean, you tell me, like, I think you love your fans
Of course.
Right.
No,
so,
without a doubt. I mean, because we do our show and we're open and everybody's there. Like, you see them, you engage with them. I think the coolest thing, though, is that, and you guys are doing a bunch of these panels where the athletes are going to be not only talking to the audience and the fan, but they're talking to each other. Right, that creates a unique way to talk shop, which is what these guys want to do.
Yeah, talk about last year till this year. Last year we had the downstairs main stage, and then we had the center stage.
Yeah.
This year we have those two, plus we have the Coldest Ball stage that Kevin Hart's hosting. He's doing six episodes. We have...
So he's taping podcasts? Is that
live? I'll give you an example. Right. He's doing Victor Wembanyama and Kevin Hart. By the way, I can't wait to see the photos coming out of that.
I was thinking that.
And let me just say, the cold tubs might be a little bit differently sized. You know, like, that's just incredible. And he's doing Brady and Coldest Balls.
Right.
So he's going to do them live.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's going to be insane. And we got some other people that are about to announce that they're going to add. Here's the sickest thing. I know what's announced so far. There's so much more still coming. Mm. Like, we have so many more great announcements coming. Mm. And I'm like, this is a project of passion, because this is a time suck and a cash suck, but it's so fun to put it on when you see everyone's smiling faces.
Right.
Like, you're like, and by the way, a ticket costs $60. It's nothing.
Yeah.
So you're gonna,
could you imagine doing this in other places other than New York?
I was just saying on the way over, like, this is the hardest thing we do all year by a mile. It's harder than going from irrelevant to number three in the sports book business. It's harder than starting the trading card business. Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, this is like, you know, I'm on the phone FaceTiming people, you know, hey, can't wait to see you. Can't wait to, like, just, people got to feel important to you. They got to feel like you care. People coming, like, look, it's part of the Fanatics deals, but people come, like, we don't pay any athletes to come to this. They come because, you know, they have deals with Fanatics. They have appreciation with us. So yeah, it's hard as could be, but it's such a great give back. And like the moments that, like, we have so many stunts. When you see, we are going to own social media in the world for these 3 days and the couple of days after. There's so many crazy things coming that I know that I can't wait to see people's reaction.
Right.
Is late June the sweet spot? Because this is going to be an event every year. You could tell. We could certainly tell as New Yorkers and sports fans. You think late June is that perfect time?
So let me say mid-June to mid-July is the best time of the year, because you can do it where you can still get active NFL players. You lose them after mid-July.
Right.
And you want to do it when the NBA and NHL is over. You've only got two teams left for the Stanley Cup and NBA Finals. In baseball, there's just nothing you can do other than, you know, try to schedule with baseball and work to have them, you know, work with you on schedule and to, you know, try to just be logical.
So you end up getting the legends. Like, CeCe's going to be there.
Yeah, CeCe's going to be there. A-Rod's going to be there. Derek Jeter's going to be there. So there's a lot of baseball legends, but it's not like, you know, at the end of the day, they're amazing. But I also want to make sure we have amazing current athletes as well. It's like, it's great to have you there. It's also great to have Jaden Daniels and C.J. Stroud and Russell Wilson, and you know, can't put Tom Brady. He's now a legend too. He's old now.
He's younger than me.
I got to follow up with Tiki's question though. 5 years from now, because I do think Fanatics Fest can become a tradition now.
Once it gets easier.
Yeah, and it's going to be old hat.
Let me tell you one thing. I realized that I thought last year was so good, this is going to be easy, and I find myself they had me doing 10 press interviews this year. I didn't do 10 last year for the year. I'm doing 10 this week.
Right.
Okay, the PR guy's trying to kill me at Fanatics. He's literally trying to take me down. He's a bad guy. He's enjoying himself. I said try to kill me, and he's actually enjoying himself. Yeah. But it's like, I'm so passionate about it. So I'll say it's never going to get easy, because you're asking the biggest stars in the world to come to one place for us and Fanatics. And so that's a big ask. Like, getting LeBron James to jump on a plane from L.A. and come here, that's a big ask.
Well, right. Well, that's why I'm curious. Would you bring it to L.A. or Las Vegas or another city, or could you see New York being the permanent home?
I think when we started, you say, yeah, maybe you could do 20 of these, 30 of these a year. Now I'm like, let's just nail one and make it great, because they're so hard to do it. I mean, right now, look, I spend you know, a little less than half a year in New York, and I love it here. New York's my favorite city in the world. I love doing it here. It's going to take a lot to get me to do this outside of New York.
Good. That's what we want to hear. We're New Yorkers. Right. Now, last year you had the best dressed fan contest. We're bringing this back this year.
We're bringing it back. And last year we announced it a week before, and a third of the fans came dressed as absolute super fans. So here's what we ask you to do. So if you're coming to Fanatics Fest, you have friends coming to Fanatics Fest, we need you to dress in a complete team uniform or as a crazy super fan. The number one person for the weekend we're going to pick, they're going to go to the Super Bowl. With Fanatics, go to the Super Bowl party, go to the game, have us getting first-class tickets, hotels. They're going to go to the World Cup final in New York City. They're going to go to ringside WrestleMania. Okay, all paid for by us.
Wow.
But then in addition to that, we're taking the best-dressed fan every hour. We're pulling them out and say, hey, you're a giant Eli Manning fan? Meet Eli. Hey, you love Jaden Daniels? Meet Jaden. So we're pulling a crazy super fan out every hour. So if the show's open, whatever, 25 hours for the weekend, we'd have 25 winners. So this is like, we need every fan come and dress to impress. And crazy of us, last year, there was a woman who was literally like, she made a hole through a giant table and she walked around
seeing this,
a table. It was like, it was insane. And like, I mean, it was absolutely incredible. So
she won, right?
She won. Yeah. Yeah. How could she not?
Sure.
Yeah. It was incredible. Yeah. She won. But there are so many incredible outfits this year. And I'll tell you, WWE fans, they are such a passion.
They're the craziest.
They're the best.
Yes. Yeah,
we have a couple.
Yeah, they're the best. So some of the fandom they come with is crazy. So, but we have, if you're coming, like, you got a week and a half to prepare.
Yeah.
Get a crazy outfit together. You got to come dressed to impress. Like, and we're going to do crazy things. Like, we love, like, this is all about us making Fanatics a beloved, you know, company to each fan that comes there. So the way I think about it is everyone who comes through Fanatics Fest, we should have a really special relationship with the Fanatics, and that's why we do this,
right.
Okay? And so we want to make sure we do lots of special things for fans. But, you know, it's we've sold twice as much amount of tickets this year versus last year already.
Wow.
Last year we had 70,000 people.
Yeah. And you got more space, too, like you said.
The entire stadium. The entire stadium.
I'll tell you, the best thing I saw last year when I walked in, because I didn't know what to expect. I'm like, this sounds cool.
That makes two of us.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm still pumped up. I told my kids about it because I made the mistake of not taking them last year.
You're coming this year, right?
I'm taking them this year. That WWE entrance ramp was unbelievable.
Bring your kids in early.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll get your kids in early if you want. Make sure you tell our guys. We'll get you.
I appreciate it.
We'll get them through there. And by the way, everyone who's in the Fanatics games has to do the WWE walkout.
I know you're that, which is cool.
So
I like that.
See, right, he's already said he's corny. So
Tink, you could come out. Put your finger in the air like a Roman Reigns.
Yeah, this is boring. I'd be boring.
Boring.
Come out with, like, a computer program or something.
There's going to be some, some of the walkouts that are coming, they're going to be sick.
Oh, see, I can't do sick. I just can't. I can't get away with it.
You know what kind of BS is that? You're telling you can't. You can't. You know what? I need more.
You know what I did when I scored a touchdown, Michael? I just blew a kiss. I'd be like, hey, that's all right.
So you know what? You should walk on and just blow a kiss the entire time, because that's what you do. And
that's
But I'll tell you what. Right now I'm saying
Right now.
Get your full. When's the last time you put on your outfit? Outfit.
My football uniform?
Yeah, full uniform.
The Pro Bowl in 2007.
Okay, so that was 18 years ago.
18 years ago.
Get the full outfit. We'll get it for you.
I think I actually still have it.
Cleats, pads. By the way, I had Brady's outfit on yesterday because I was trying to show people how to dress.
Yeah.
Full outfit, helmet, come out and blow kisses. Now, that would be amazing.
That would be good.
Are you in?
I still have the bag.
They give you
all your stuff in a Pro Bowl bag. It's in my basement.
I want a commitment right now. Are you doing it?
Of course I'll do it for you.
Okay, good man.
One question for you. You said EPL, F1, they're coming. Are any soccer players coming? Are any of those
Yeah, there's a couple soccer players coming. I'll tell you right now, with the Club World Cup going, the schedule's a little bit tricky.
Right. Forgot about
it. We got a half a dozen soccer players coming. And
anyone from Liverpool?
I don't know that answer off the top of my head, but I'll give you a little secret. We might be syncing up Fanatics Fest next year with the World Cup finals.
Oh, get out.
We might get some sneaky big things tied to the World Cup next year.
Wow. It's up your alley right there. Well, this is going to be an awesome event.
And by the way, I'll tell you one other thing. We might have the most important person in the world in soccer, one of the most important people in the world in soccer, coming on Saturday as well.
That guy that lives in Miami now? Or the guy that lives in Saudi Arabia.
Could be either or both.
Wow. How about that?
Might actually be both.
Well, this is going to be an awesome event. We're doing our show out there on Friday. I'll be doing my podcast, Rico Bronya, there on Saturday. So I tell everyone it was a great time. Come on out to Fanatics Fest June 20th to the 22nd. Michael, we appreciate it, man.
And most importantly, we got Tiki committed to come in his full
yes.
uniform.
Yes, we
do. And blow kissing, dude. WWE walkout. That's already on the schedule. What are you doing?
Dude, hold on. Sean has got to be dressed
and
up.
And hold on. You got to do the show in the full uniform.
Oh, that's what I mean. So Sean lost a bet to Evan. So he's got to be dressed up as a
orange and blue paint.
Yes. Great. So right now, what are you wearing?
Two of our show are already committed to
I need you guys in full. Like, it's a rule right now. If you're a host of WFAN, you're coming fully dressed or you're not getting in the building, you're not doing a show. So you got your outfit.
Mine's easy.
Right. What's yours?
I'll dress up as WWE superstar Roman Reigns. Is that fair?
Look, that's
wig
great.
And all.
Amazing.
All right.
But we need the make. We need everything.
Yes. Tommy. That's fine.
Tommy. Okay.
What are you committing to, Tommy?
Tommy, what are you doing?
I think I'll go the route that Evan's going to go. I'll do a wrestling-themed outfit.
Cody Rhodes or Rivals or something?
Something like that.
There you go.
Cook something.
You can't hear him because we're...
What did he say?
He said Cody Rhodes. He's going to do a wrestling theme as well.
All right, maybe we'll get Cody Rhodes to run through real quick and, throw him down or something.
I need perfect.
You guys, by the way, we got to represent. Like, this is time to be a super fan.
No, there's a ring, right?
What's that?
Is it a rink, right? Is it
yeah,
rink?
There's we got it all. Dude, we got everything here.
Have him slam Tommy in the ring.
By the way, it's just I'm signing a waiver. If this day and age, you'll put me up to it. I'll do it. I'll get sued. I'll get canceled for this. I mean, you got to be careful.
Never.
Do I have permission? Can we throw you in the ring? Can we have Cody throw you in the ring?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he said yes, absolutely. He has signed off on it. That's a verbal waiver.
If you break a bone or neck or anything, you're fine?
Yeah, no big deal.
I'll sue Evan.
Amazing. In. Let's go, baby.
It's going to be awesome. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it.
All right, can't wait to have you guys.
Michael Rubin.
Hey, guys. Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.